Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is Dukes and Bell, and we told you guys each and every week we're going to get a chance to visit with the great Dale Murphy. And, of course, it is brought to you by Racetrack. Braves wins, well, our thirsty work, and that's why I'm going to Racetrack. They have $1 any size fountain beverages that pair great with whatever, like a hot dog or a slice of pizza. Cold drinks, $1 Racetrack, whatever gets you going. Mike, it is good to have Dale Murphy back on the program. And, Dale, Mike and I have been spending a lot of time, I think a lot of Braves fans have, talking about what's going on with these blown save opportunities in the bullpen. What's your take on what's going on right now in the bullpen?
Well, thanks, guys. And so Mike's back in town. He's going back to work. Where's he been?
Yeah, Murph. I know. It's vacation. You got to use it or lose it, brother. So I'm back to work.
I can't even pronounce the place you work.
Well, let me just say, Dale, you would be a fish out of water on the island of Ibiza.
Ibiza. Okay. It sounds warm.
It was.
Good. Well, you know, in watching the game last night, I think Snit put it best. I really like Luke Jackson. I like what he's done. As a closer, you either have to have overwhelming stuff like a Craig Kimbrell, which is a name I've heard talked about a little bit in Atlanta lately. Who we all love Craig Kimbrell, but if you're a little off, you got to have overpowering stuff like a Craig Kimbrell to get away with it if you're going to come in at the end. I mean, the Giants aren't having that good a year. They still got some big league hitters with some experience, and I don't think his stuff at the end in that last inning was exactly where he wanted it. A couple balls, hit in the – you know, that's the thing about baseball. You make a good pitch and you give up a broken bat single. Right. You make a bad pitch, you hang a ball, and sometimes they pop it up. It's just a weird game sometimes, and that's why you got to really sit there and say, okay, it wasn't good last night, but it's going to be better tonight, and that's why it's such a battle. I like what our bullpen has done lately, but last night was kind of tough, and there are a few blown saves. I think they've blown eight, and that just puts a lot of pressure on your offense. You want to think you're going in 3-1 at the end of the game. You got to win. And, you know, tonight they're thinking, well, maybe we got to score more. It's just kind of a psychological thing that's when you lose late, it's tough. But I like, this club's going to be okay. They'll be back in it tonight. And I might say one thing. I think you might see, Tukey or Newcomb maybe move a little bit closer to the end of the game, maybe a left-right matchup in the eighth or ninth. I know I think Tukey was in the eighth last night, but since we don't have a defined closer with a ton of experience, who knows? We may see Nuke and Tukey give it a shot in the ninth.
And that's the thing is that Dale Murphy joins us, guys, our weekly report with Murph right here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's got to be a little demoralizing when you do your work and then to have the rug pulled out from you that way. I mean, do you see a real guy emerging? Because Newcomb, it's been a nice trend. We thought we liked what we saw from Luke. Or do you say, I've really got to go outside the Braves and make a trade?
Well, I think they're going to be active in pursuit. I don't think there's any question. They're going to talk to Kimbrell again. And probably talking to some of these clubs that have some relievers that may be available. It's going to be really tough. The same thing is going to happen is facing the Braves. They're going to bring up names like Pache and Drew Waters, And so, no one's emerged yet, and that's the challenge with doing bullpen by committee. It is much more comfortable for everybody on the staff when you have defined roles. They know going into the start of the game, and they can, so much of being a reliever is is psychology and knowing that tonight could be the night. Every night it's tough, and if you don't have that defined role, you sometimes don't know what to plan on, and it just makes it tough. I don't have any question that they're going to talk to people and to teams and to Craig Kimbrell, you know, about the possibilities there. I do like a lot of these young pitchers, but there's just not a lot of experience there in the closer role. But I you look at what Pukki's done and Newcomb, and, you know, we may see another stab at maybe a different closer.
It is Dale Murphy, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, and we're going to get a chance to visit with the great Dale Murphy each and every week here on the program throughout the course of the baseball season. Austin Riley, I'd say he's pretty hot, huh?
Yeah, well, we talked last week about him coming up, and I think you asked me what would I tell him. I'd say just stay aggressive, and he has. What can you know, there's not enough good words to say about him. I saw him a couple of years, as I said, and everybody's like, he's, you know, striking out a little bit too much. He's a little late on a major league fastball. You know, I don't see him. I see the possibility of him even creeping up at a young age into the lineup a little closer now. I think that he's getting his feet wet. He's taking some good swings. I mean, I just couldn't be higher on a kid. Somebody, you know, asked me, what's his ceiling? You know, the guy looks like he's the part of a slugger and is improving at a young age. I mean, I think this is a 30 to 40 home run guy for 10 years. I just could not be more excited for Austin Riley. The other thing we talked about last week a little bit was this: him in left field. He's going to have some tough balls. Mm-hmm. He messed up a ball last night. You know, he hasn't been out there a lot, and that's a lot to ask for a kid. He's gonna have even tougher balls in the outfield. But I'm not that worried about it. A little hiccup last night, but man, right. He's just looked so confident and like he's been around for, you know, three, 4 years.
Yeah, like back in the day when Castillo was here and Chipper went in the outfield, that was a bumpy ride too. It's our man Dale Murphy with us, brought to you by Racetrack. How about Acuna? Now, I don't know how you feel about metrics and sabermetrics and all that stuff, analytics. Smoltzy hates it, Dale, but the idea of getting Acuna more at bats, it seems to look like it works, and he's just comfortable in the number one spot.
He is, and I'm like Smoltzy. You know, you can't argue with, you know, the analytics and the data. If the data is there and he's going to have more at-bats over the course of his career, I'm a little bit of a contrarian. I just see him as a number three or four hitter someday. But what you can't argue with what he's doing. It's great. Team feels good about it. He can run. He can steal in the leadoff spot. But with that kind of pop, it you know, and everybody says, well, Freddie's number three. You know, I get that. But I'm going to shake up a few people here. I think Freddie could hit fourth too. Mm. I mean, I know the number three hitter, what Chipper meant to the club, as you always have the guy at number three. But man, you know, I look at Acuna and Freddie 3-4. You know, that's probably not going to sit well with a lot of people. But at leadoff, I just see him as a more of an RBI guy. I was a little concerned about moving him in the four spot because it is different when all of his, it's just a different position in the history of baseball to hit cleanup. Just psychologically, it's different. And but we'll see. I mean, you can't argue with his success, and there's no question about it.
Dale, and I don't know, I'd have to look at the numbers. How many times that you didn't hit where you wanted necessarily throughout your course of your career, especially in your prime, and how did it affect you? Because that what you're saying, I think, is absolutely true. It's something Donaldson, when he came in, he was like, hey, I want to hit in the two-hole. Now he's not. He's hitting cleanup. You know, is it affecting him? I still think he's producing. But if that's how you see yourself, what's your approach at that point?
It is an adjustment. You know, I hit third, fourth, and fifth most of my career, probably when I got called up. I can't remember, sixth or seventh. And I think most of my career I probably hit fourth. And I don't have any analytics to prove it. That's why, you know, it's hard for me to back up. It just seemed like if I had three guys in front of me that were had decent averages and had decent speed, I seemed to be hitting all the time in the four spot with guys on base. Mm. And I shouldn't say all the time. It just happened. Just the way everything goes in the flow. So you kind of got to get used to it. But I know Donaldson has said, I want to hit in the number two spot. psychologically, it's a little different because you're kind of saying, I'm setting the table when you're 1-2. That's a different feeling than 3, 4, and 5 with guys on. You know, it's like you got to drive these guys in because theoretically 6, 7, and 8 are not going to, you know, that's why they're hitting 6, 7, and 8. It's a psychological thing. I think Josh is fine, but it is, I have to say, it's a little weird, especially when he said, I want to hit second. You know, second, you gotta run a little bit. Dansby, to me, is the prototypical second hitter. He takes, he runs good, makes contact. He's hitting a few home runs this year. He'll hit and run, or he'll do things. So, you know, I don't see Josh going back to number two. But I will say it enters your mind, no question.
Well, certainly we got a long way to go, but through the first quarter, we're hanging in there with the Phillies. The good news, Dale, is after all the hype about Bryce Harper, he's putting up the RBIs. He's not putting the average up, but the Phillies, they're not walking away with this thing either.
No, and I'll tell you, I know, you know, I'm obviously pulling for the Braves, but this Braves team is gelling. Their lineup looks really good. These young pitchers, Fried, and what about Soroka? Right. And if Folty gets right, and what Tehran is doing, it's kind of under the radar with what Soroka's been doing. You add a little bit of punch to this thing, and I like the Phillies. I like the Phillies. I was a little nervous about them. The Braves do a lot of things the Phillies don't do. We play good defense. We got a team that's leading the league in walks, and we're still, you know, we cut those walks down and take some of that pressure off of our defense. Our offense is going well. I think it's going to improve, but this is a quality team, and I'm just really excited. You know, I watched Soroka the other night. This stuff he's doing is ridiculous.
Right. Yeah,
and I just I'm comfortable with where the Braves are at. This is going to take a while, and they're going to be right there. No question in my mind.
Murph, it's always good to have you on. We certainly appreciate the time, as always. We look forward to these visits on a weekly basis, guys. The great Dale Murphy joining us here on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Racetrack.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.